Wearing a lampshade for entertainment purposes only, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A Medicare podcast with soul. Hanging and banging, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Oh boy, it's another episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. And you just heard Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, describe why we're here. Well, actually, he probably didn't really describe it to your satisfaction. Often, for that description, I ask my broadcast engineer, Randy Carson, to play our 30-second radio spot. Randy, would you play that spot?
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Thank you very much. That explains exactly why we're here. There are people that are worried about the transition to Medicare from normal life, and we are here to help ease that transition, remove the angst, and make it a much more pleasant experience. And when I say we, I'm including Randy Carson, as one half of the team that makes things happen around here. The other half is Drew McMillan, who does the announcing. I'm just what would we say, the brains of the outfit? I don't know, maybe that's a little too generous, but hello, Randy, how are you?
Doug, you're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
No.
We're living in the Siberia of the Midwest.
That's the only thing that keeps me bushy-tailed is when I wake up and look at the thermometer, and frankly, I can't wait to get in the car and head to Arizona. That's hopefully going to happen in a couple of weeks, right after the New Year's.
Have you looked out recently and seen any squirrels frozen to your trees?
The squirrels have, we had a big acorn year. You know, oak trees of various types often have two-year cycles with their acorns. They drop a bunch of them one year and then not so many the next year. I think this year was a big acorn year because the squirrels have never been more numerous and more happy. And so I think they've cleaned up every acorn that's ever fallen. We're in the middle of an oak forest here, and the squirrels have made sure that none of those oak trees are going to propagate themselves. All the acorns are hidden away somewhere for them to use this winter.
I have decided, since you and I have promised to get down to business sooner rather than later, I don't know how many times, I thought we would try to do it today, but it's on a very cool topic.
What's that topic?
It's all about your new book being on the way. It's in the publishers for review right now, and I expect it to pop out the end of that assembly line just any moment.
I'd like to think that by the time this episode is airing and people are listening to it, that the new book will be on sale at Amazon. And it's basically Medicare for the Lazy Man. We've changed the title. It used to be Medicare for the Lazy Man and then the year. So Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, simplest and easiest guide ever. But the new title of the new book is Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever. And then it says 2021 right after that in bright red numbers on the cover of the book. So it is for the year 2021. But the title is different so that they don't take away all my positive reviews. The year before last, we had 55 or 60 positive reviews. Last year's book garnered something like 213 reviews that were almost all positive. And our next book, we're not going to have to give up all the reviews because the title isn't going to change, just the number on the cover. So if that makes no sense, it means because you're not an author and you don't have to know this kind of stuff. So that's the short version of why we've got a new book. And it looks like the same old book with a new year on the front. But in reality, the title is such that years from now, people will have many, many reviews to read to decide whether they think the book's going to be good for them or not. And I'm hoping most people will say it is. I mean, that's been the history of the Medicare for the Lazy Man book since we started 4 editions ago. The audience has grown and the positive reviews have continued to reinforce the fact that we're doing the right thing. And so that's why we have a little meeting like this 3 times a week to talk about the book and to maybe expand on some of the subjects that the book addresses. Now, Randy and I generally spend most of the time goofing around and telling stories and jaw-jacking, but we have tried to be more disciplined lately and get right down to business. So the business today is going to be the Medicare mailbag, MLM, Medicare for the Lazy Man mailbag. If you have questions or comments, or you want to chastise us for something, send those things, email them to us at MLM mailbag. It's DBJ, those are my initials, DBJ@MLMmailbag.com. And if it's suitable for air, because this is a family podcast, of course, we will read your comments or your questions on the air. Right now I'm reading questions from last August. Haven't caught up completely yet, but this is from a person who wrote in on August 11th. And this person says, "Hello, I've read your book and would like to get a clarification or two. I will not be retiring until age 75 or 76. I understand I do not need to file for Social Security until age 70. The Medicare thing is a bit more complicated. I also have an employer healthcare plan that is a high deductible with an HSA, which I want to continue. However, I keep getting more and more mail reminding me to sign up for Medicare before my birthday this year, age 65, or face a penalty. So my question, can I wait until age 75-ish to sign up for Medicare and just keep my employer plan as is? If I need to consult a professional, who would that be? Many thanks." And then this person is a DO, a doctor of osteopathy. I don't know. FACOS, I assume that is another medical designation. And I hesitate to speculate because I just don't know what that designation really means. So here is my response to that person that I will call doctor. "I am very glad you wrote. As long as you remain actively at work, there will be no penalty for late enrollment, as those overeager sales types are implying. If your HSA will provide coverage that is primary after you turn 65, then you should avoid enrolling in any part of Medicare in order to keep making tax-deductible contributions to your HSA. Normally, it is significant to learn whether there are 20 or more participants in the group plan, with a number larger than 20 offering you the greatest flexibility. The expert I would consult to confirm my information would be either the HR people who administer the HSA plan or the insurance company representative. Attached, you will find a page from a government publication that may help clarify the situation for you. By the way, if you thought my book was helpful," I'd love to do this. I just catch them by surprise here. "It would be helpful to me as well as future potential readers if you return to the site where you got the book," normally that's Amazon, "and left a short customer review. Thanks again for writing, and thanks for considering that review." Now, I get paranoid. I tell them to go write a review, and then I wonder if they're going to forget before I say, "Yours truly, Doug Jones." So I don't know whether that person wrote a review or not, but if they did, it wasn't under their name, it was under a pseudonym. And we have more from the mailbag. I dredged up even more. This is an item that was received on August 13th. "Doug, thanks for sharing insights into your thinking. Good to hear your opinion of United American. That's one of the newer companies that we deal with. They have very aggressive rates, and people seem to be happy with them because they're so inexpensive. They get so much of a bang for the bucks they spend. We both have lived for a while and seen plenty of shenanigans in business. This sounds like it started in the middle of a thought. After past experiences during financial or housing crisis, I'm especially alert to motives and moves of corporations, politicians, and lobbyists that serve their interests. Not so much the consumer, though it seems there are lobbyists for every big group these days. Special interest groups I've heard of referred to. As a little person in the scheme of things, I pay attention to the financial strength of a business and their customer feedback. Don't like to read about people complaining of any insurer slow to pay legitimate claims and or poor or hard to reach customer service. As for ratings agencies, many who care about such things remember the recent past in the credit rating agencies such as Moody's, Best, etc., that rated some big business lenders with their highest ratings only to have those companies go bust. I lost money not only on Lehman Brothers and GM, but on Bank of America as well. That's a bank Warren Buffett became enamored with. 2 years ago, the final Bank of America litigation settlement check, one of two, was mailed to me for $45. That check before that was $115. So anyway, he's saying, what makes me nervous now, Doug, is how will DC lobbyists and special interest groups screw up the healthcare even more in this country? Think about how those eligible for Medicare will feel if government changes the rules of the game and within a year or two, and Medicare for all takes root, I have doubts a resulting economy of scale would mean lower rates for those of us 65 plus. Wow, it took him a while to get to the meat, but he does like to chat, so nothing wrong with that. And then he says, Doug, error in my previous post, the Bank of America loss was related to loan and fees on mortgages. Will leave you be till months before my time to apply for Medicare. All right, so my response to this, Brian, I neglected one important thing when discussing United of American. They do something I have not seen with any Medicare supplement carrier. As you know, I strongly promote the high deductible plans because I really believe they are the best deal for most Medicare participants. However, many people are very cautious and reluctant to take a chance, even though the downside risk is severely limited. United American solves that problem in a nice way. At the second policy anniversary, you're allowed to change to any one of their other plans without answering any medical questions at all. In other words, a policyholder gets to try out the high deductible plans and then change their minds after 2 years with no restrictions. I will look forward to hearing from you when it's time to enroll. I don't know how this wound up in the stack. It's like a private love fest between Brian and me. So I believe I'm just going to put that one aside and move on to one that may be more interesting. Short, quick, to the point. Hi, would you please send me a copy of your step-by-step Medicare drug plan? Now, this is what I have in the book for people who want to find the cheapest, the least expensive Medicare prescription drug plan available in their particular area. And it starts out with go to the government website and then do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. Last year's book had text, in other words, instructions. This year's book, thanks to Randy's technical prowess, has actual screenshots of what you'll be looking at when you go to the government site and when you make your selections. So you can see almost like three-dimensional what is going to happen when you choose your least expensive drug plan. And then I responded, I said, here you go. Let me know if you have any other Medicare questions. And then this person says, thank you, Mr. Jones. I went through it and pretty much validated what I did to populate a spreadsheet that I made. It allowed me to plan around the donut hole due to my dad's multiple meds. I also read the book and I like your take on Plan G, high deductible. Thanks again for helping and take care. And I said, don't forget, if you decide to move ahead with purchasing a Medicare supplement or PDP plan, I will be happy to act as your agent. Basically, what happened was this person read the book, asked me for the steps. I don't know why, because the steps are in the book, but he did his own research for his father and was frankly satisfied with the results because I never heard from him again, and he wasn't doing it for himself. So This is the last item I have in August, so we're getting closer to being caught up. This is a guy named Mark. Mark says, I have purchased and read your 2020 edition. Very helpful. Thanks. You mentioned that details of a brand new high deductible Plan G supplement were not yet publicized. Do you have that info now? And I responded to Mark, thanks for writing. I certainly do have the details on HDG, and I'm pleased to share them with you. It turns out that the new plan, which was new at the beginning of 2020, that new plan is identical in every respect to the old high deductible Plan F. In fact, many of the insurance companies selling the new plan have priced both high deductible G and high deductible F exactly the same. If I can be of service in finding Medicare supplement plan for you, just let me know. In the meantime, thanks for the kind words about my book. Posting a short customer review on the site, here's where I get them. Posting a short customer review on the site where you got it might help future potential readers decide whether it would be a good book for them to use. Thank you for writing. So what we have here is a change in the way I like to do business. I used to tell people someday I'm going to have a website that is going to be, it's going to allow you to buy your Medicare supplement without even having any human contact. You can do it all in your own home. And then Randy and I, working together, realized that the insurance companies change the rules on us too quickly and it takes us too long to respond. So we went to Plan B, which is let's make the website a fount of information for those who want it and also an easy way to contact so that I can act as the agent for anybody who does not have an agent that they want to deal with. So now we have taken to helping people all over the country because I'm licensed in all 50 states plus DC. And when somebody writes in with a question about what they should do, how much it would cost in their area, I'm able to tell them, and then they can decide whether to use me as their agent. And so far, over the last month or so, we've sold a ton of Medicare high deductible plans, or as Randy calls them, Medicare high value plans. And so I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy to continue helping people acquire their Medicare supplements and helping them figure out which the cheapest prescription drug plan in their area is going to be. So that's all I have for you today. We're up to September in the mailbag, and that's progress, significant progress. Randy?
I was just going to mention that you mentioned that we have a much more sophisticated, much more visual process in the 2021 book about how to figure out your perfect PDP plan.
Absolutely.
So I would like to say that if I can follow it, because my mind, when you say Medicare, when you say insurance, when you say drug plans, when you say any of that, my brain goes into hold because I just have never wanted to know anything about it. But having said that, this plan, this process, this visual step process that Doug created for the book is really awesome because even I could follow it. So get yourself a copy as soon as it's on the shelf. It's out there in the review mode right now. And as soon as it goes live, we'll certainly let you know and jump right on there and get your copy.
Hopefully it will solve all your Medicare acquisition problems quickly and you won't even have to think about Medicare, except maybe once a year to double check your drug plan to make sure it's still the cheapest. Once in a while, those drug companies get kind of sneaky, like a big, huge one did a couple of years ago. And it would have cost people a lot of extra money, but thanks to our process, especially with the new screenshots that Randy has installed in the book, we've got a very simple way for you to check once a year to make sure that your drug plan is still the best one for you. So that's what we're hoping everybody finds out. And you know, maybe I can take longer naps in the afternoon instead of having to do a lot of paper shuffling and so forth.
Well, soon, those of you who have been with us for quite a while will hear talk of Doug's Fortress of Solitude. That actually is physically located in Cave Creek, Arizona. So I'm hoping Doug gets back to his Fortress of Solitude soon.
Boy, me too. Events have conspired against me, and I'm in Illinois, and all of a sudden, when I get up in the morning, it's in the 20s, and it barely gets over 30, 32, 35, and it's going to get worse. Illinois never gets warmer as winter approaches. It only gets colder. Buy the old book until the new one's available, and you're not gonna learn anything new in the new book that you couldn't live with in the old book, but the new book is just expanded a little bit. It has more interesting stuff in it. So if it's not available, you'll be well served by the 2020 book.
Absolutely. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We have run out of steam once again. For joining us with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy, around the metaphorical coffee table. You have just spent 32 and a half minutes with Doug discussing Medicare with the kid from Oklahoma and the sole proprietor for MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Randy checks off these things as he reads them from a list. So it's, anyway, thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. That's
right. Oh, one last thing I should add.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, since we're coming in on the holidays, Doug was the only six-year-old kid that I knew of in Oklahoma that asked for a pad of insurance applications in his sock.
Well, I got them, but I also was required to go out and complete three applications every day. And I realized the insurance business is not always as much fun as one would think.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll catch you on the flip-flop next time.
Bye-bye.